May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, this is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, August 26th, 2023. And today I'll be discussing some big news with controversial views, to say the least. So if you thought the Maui fires and the California hurricane were big news, hold on to your hat, folks. The roller coaster has a sharp turn ahead. But first, a cosmic weather report. Sun is in Virgo right now, and this brings a new analysis to the global paralysis as the fear porn ramps up in global media. I'll be going into that a little bit. Today, there's a very unique astrology psychology in the quantum field. Venus is in Leo, and the focus of energies creates kind of a divine destiny pattern called a yod, or a finger of God. And that energy is focused by the sextile, a 60-degree angle that blends the energies of the moon and Saturn to focus on Venus. So the moon is in Capricorn, an earth sign, and Saturn is in Pisces, a water sign. So there's a unique synthesis of these energies focused on Venus in the fire sign of Leo. Now, those who understand the language of astrology and how these different planetary cosmic influences are energetic principles in the quantum field that affect the holodeck between our ears, you know, our consciousness. So before I go into that anymore, there's also a finger of God that focuses on the sun, you know, concentrating the energies of Pluto and Neptune. And there's also a grand earth trine going on that's synergistically blending the energies of Pluto, Uranus, Mars, and Mercury, grounding them. You know, it's an earth sign. It's an earth trine. So that's going on. But anyway, if all this information, astrology, psychology, mumbo-jumbo is too much for you, at least realize that there's a method to the madness in our 3D world that can be understood in terms of the quantum science of energy field interactions in the quantum field, you know, the holodeck between your ears. There's an energy field there, and consciousness is a function of frequencies within the field. Anyway, such revelations will define and shine the Aquarian quantum age, where we get into understanding of quantum everything, you know, like the energies of health rather than the old paradigm mechanistic chemistry of disease model. So anyway, this is I'm not talking in terms with astrology in terms of predestination, but rather more like the dynamics of testing and learning, whereby human potential is optimized to the extent that we are in alignment with, you know, cosmic universal laws at the heart of the Aquarian dispensation. You know, so believe it or not, ready or not, there is energetic shifts, consciousness evolution, revolution, revelations going on. And the newsletter I'm discussing today is archived at the 2023 Mainstream Awakening series, which is linked in the podcast show notes, and that is actually linked on all of my emails if you're on the list, which you can always subscribe if you're not, just at Cosmic Love, one word, cosmiclove@mcn.net. And at the top of the posts I sent out, you know, the weekly newsletters have this same link to the 2023 Mainstream Awakening series. From that, you can pull up the show today, the narrative I'm going through, going over, which is the big news of this last week. And I'll be going through that. And as most of you probably know, you know, this, what I talk about is, you know, the massive global power shift that's brewing globally. I mean, there's a war for the hearts and minds of global humanity, and it's freaking heating up. And you can either be awake and aware of the opportunity for a great enlightenment and global holistic healing, or not so much. And yeah, so you can read along if you pull up this newsletter in another window, and then you can pause the replay and watch videos that interest you. You know, I'll be going on discussing in the show today, you know, the different videos, articles. You can always pause, you know, the playback, you know, the podcast, and pause it and watch the ones that you're interested in. So you can create your own multimedia show. It's kind of like a personalized, customized multimedia show. And so anyway, here we go. First with the Maui fires, and then with the big news of the week. So this reality report, Maui, the heart of the world, begins with a cartoon regarding the Maui relief funds. You know, it's I really begin with this note of the relief funds that people, there's a cartoon that references how, you know, the travel agent saying, you know, you can't go to Maui right now. And the people sitting there saying, well, at least my money can go there. And there's a checkbook for the relief funds that they're writing to support this tragedy in Maui. I mean, it's a cartoon, but it's a bona fide tragedy, folks. But it's a wake up tragedy. So there's a lot of people waking up for this. So I begin this article by explaining that a friend, you know, a dear friend, Dr. Kathy Forty, who lives in Maui, she lives near Lahaina, Maui, where the fires, you know, came raging through, and she barely escaped the fires on a back road, you know, getting past police roadblocks that sent many people back to their deaths. This is one of the tragedies. I'm just going to, you know, I'll reference that a little later. But anyway, Dr. Forty, she's an energy worker. I worked with Dr. Forty over the years. She's the inventor of the Trinfinity 8 quantum healing system, which I work with in Ultramedics Clinic. And it was interesting to hear Kathy explain that Maui is on a key energy meridian of the Earth, like 180 degrees right through the Earth to the heart, you know, basically the heart center of the planet. That's in, again, exact opposite polarity to the Great Pyramid of Giza. Like the Great Pyramid of Giza is like, it's like a Bible in stone, actually. The way it has geometric and mathematical correspondence to the center of the land masses of the Earth, the same elevation. At Giza, if you average the heights of the different areas of the Earth, it comes to that same elevation. There's all these correspondences to the geophysics of our Earth, the circumference of the Earth, diameters of the Earth that are coded in the pyramid, and much more. It's like there's a timeline in the great hall going up to the king's chamber and the queen's chamber. There's amazing timeline that corresponds with pyramid inches to the timeline of history, you know, over the last 2,000 years. So anyway, that there's this understanding of how this part, this Launa Maui, who was the center of the kingdom of Hawaii, you know, the aloha energies, the love energies that's represented, the heart center of the planet. This is the, you know, this is the larger picture of what's going on, the dynamic here. She's talking about, you know, the larger spiritual context of what's going on energetically. So Kathy reported, and she has a video in this compendium. You can skip to the bottom and watch this video. It's like got some brilliant points in it. And she reports several anomalies that don't fit the lamestream media narrative. I mean, the evidence of this inconvenient truth is being suppressed in corporate media. So I'm sharing some new videos in this newsletter, and I've added some actually since it was originally published that I'll reference. So the long-established local service organization in Lahaina, Maui, it's called Hungry Heroes Hawaii, and again, I provided the link in the context of this copy at the top. It's www.hungryheroeshawaii.com, one word, hungryheroeshawaii.com. And It's a group that Dr. Forty and Dr. Malone, which is an article I'll be referencing, they both recommend for relief funds. And I say this up front because it is a real tragedy. There are people that really need help and support. And specifically, this organization is making and distributing over 400 meals a day to feed those who have nothing left. So, good cause if you want to contribute. I'm going to go into the videos now. The first one is a really, I put some of the best videos, I think the best videos for new people for the understanding of it, I put up the top, some of the most concise, congruent, coherent, you know, videos, articles I put up nearer the top. And this first one is by a lady who calls herself Really Graceful. Her voice is really graceful. So it's not that shocking. It's just like truth telling. And the caption, the byline of her video, which is called, you know, What the Media Won't Tell You, is that the Maui fires a natural disaster or deliberate devastation, ? This is her byline caption. So goes on to say, some believe the abnormally ferocious blaze may have been ignited using a directed energy weapon to facilitate a land grab. Maui Police Chief John Pelletier stated the wildfire was hot enough to melt metal. So the official narrative was it was a grass fire, but grass fires don't melt metal. And so there was something else going on here. Now, following this article, a video actually, it's an article from Dr. Robert Malone, MD, MS, on the update from the Maui fires front lines. And he goes on to explain, and this is a brilliant update, that multiple separate fires bungled government responses, yet more corporate media lies about the weather. And so, you know, they immediately, you know, label this whole problem, you know, as a global warming event problem, etc. It's a bunch of BS belief system. So this is followed by a video from the Reese Report. Reese Reports are usually about 5 minutes. This one's about 5 minutes. And it's on the Maui wildfires and the theft of sacred Hawaiian land. Again, this whole thing of destroying the town so they can build a 15-minute smart city, so to speak. You know, theft of the sacred Hawaiian land. And this is really, I mean, this is a wake-up call, folks. So this is followed by an article from Global Research. Were these directed energy weapons used in Hawaii? It goes on to say a multi-billion dollar directed energy weapon DEW, directed energy weapons, are being marketed for military and civilian use. So if people don't think this technology exists, this is a very good article to show how the weather is being manipulated. And this is followed again by another Reese report, about 5 minutes long, on the mass murder and the West Maui land grab. Again, this theme of this real story is a land grab, folks. This is followed by another video, why they destroyed Lahaini, you know, Maui, to bring in smart city governance. Again, we're directed energy weapons used on Maui. Let's look at what we can prove. And there's more, another article from Global Research, 5 videos on directed energy weapons. In this article, the videos are embedded from August 20th. It goes on to explain these technologies are capable of causing unspeakable damage, destroying infrastructure, housing, forests, and they range, you know, these technologies range from the DEW, directed energy weapons, to the high-frequency active oral research program called HARP, and other technologies, which the video goes into. So this HARP, HAARP, the High Frequency Active Oral Research Program, is a U.S. Air Force program, as well as Scalar Electromagnetic Wave Weaponry, similar to DEW. There's all these different technologies that are a real deal, folks. I mean, I'm not making this up. They've been controlling the weather with these for some time. And then this goes on to say, you know, on the far side, believe it or not, deep state takedown of Maui. United States Marine reinforcements in Maui have dismantled a deep state blockade and forced FEMA and National Guard insurgents into a disorganized retreat that saw the murderous felons fleeing for their lives. This was a battle between U.S. Marines, reinforcements that came in to basically dismantle the, what was going on with the FEMA National Guard, who were blockading the city and sending people back into the flames. I mean, this is beyond unspeakable. I don't believe me. This is a believe it or not, folks. I have received real raw news before that turned out to be verified. So I tend to believe this is true, although you won't see anything about this in the lamestream media. And you won't see anything about this in the alternative media very much. Certain circles know about real raw news and what they're exposing about the white hats and the black hats and what's going on behind the scenes with the military white hat control of the of basically core military, what's going on. So that's a wake-up call for perhaps a lot of people who are really up to date on everything else going on about Maui. Good for them to know that that the nefarious blockade that went on to send people back into the flames was busted up by Marine reinforcements. Whether you believe that or not, this is kind of a report on it. Anyway, I'm going to do like a bottom line, you know, reality report synopsis. And what I would say to sum up this part of the show is that with the COVID psyop, you know, the last 3 years, everyone could see how far they would go with shutting down our freedoms of religion, assembly, speech, etc. You know, we saw how far they would go. Mass pharmacide was normalized. The medical industrial complex made a killing at public expense. In other words, disease was militarized. Just like the military industrial complex, you have the medical industrial complex making a killing at public expense. Then we all witnessed war crimes on a massive scale. You know, the Ukraine debacle, with many of U.S., you know, United Sovereigns, Family of Mankind conscripted, many of us, you know, our brothers and sisters around the planet were conscripted and forced into fighting each other. And of course, the globalists want to get the U.S. involved. Ain't going to happen. But, you know, mass murder was normalized, and the military-industrial complex made a killing at public expense also. I mean, look at the billions of dollars going to Ukraine to send armaments over there and just to send Ukrainian citizens into the meat grinder. Something like, what is it, 7 times as many Ukrainians that are dying as Russian soldiers are dying? I mean, and we're talking about Ukrainian military that were conscripted, you know, conscripted. Young men, they just sent to the front lines to them. And it's the Western and the NATO powers that are directing and funding and, you know, making a killing, pushing this war that's killing the conscripted, you know, Ukrainian men. And, you know, and destroying families. I mean, it's insanity, but, you know, it goes with the territory, the times, you know, until enough people wake up to this insanity, it's not going to stop. So that's why I do these, you know, compendiums. And we can all see how the inordinate love of power, money, and population control over the people, not of, by, and for the people, but over the people, is once again making a killing. I mean, you know, disease, war, death, and hell on the planet. It's all about the money, big money, you know, making a killing. So, you know, kind of the overview of what's going on here is that this whole issue of climate change is a made-up catastrophe used by globalists to instill the fear and guilt so they can tax, regulate, and remove our freedoms while pretending to be saving the planet. And the climate change all ties into it, you know, as far as what's going on in Maui, you know, as far as the Ukraine, you know, their climate change is actually the problems that they've created in Ukraine as far as the climate, you know, with the blowing up of the gas line and the other CO2 things from, you know, basically, Mostly I'm referring to climate change in terms of what's going on in Maui, but you know, this whole understanding of how they're using these issues like climate change to rationalize, justify the fires when in fact we know that it was all the different evidence now is showing that it was done by, you know, exterior forces, just directed energy weapons is what it looks like. So again, I finish up this article on an account of Dr. Forty on the Lahaini abnormalities, and she goes into detail. It's an interesting video. If some of you have time to read it, I think you'll appreciate it. So anyway, that's the first video. Now, that was about a week ago, and now I'm going to go into the big news, the really big news of this last week, which is very, very controversial views. So I'm saying, brace yourself, folks. Big news this week. But first, you know, let's get centered and connected. So I have a video at the top. It's actually got different soundtrack music frequencies. There are different frequencies for meditation. It's a nice visual meditation. The video at the top of the page. And again, this is at the website that you can go look at. You know, that I referenced. You know, this newsletter this last week. It's at the top of the page. 28 hertz and 774 hertz full body restoration, auric healing frequencies. It's kind of a meditation. You can listen for 30 seconds, for a minute, for 2 minutes, kind of get centered and connected. And some people will leave the sound on while they'll go down through the article and do a complete summary of the whole show, just reading what's there, taking inventory. Just before they go back and begin at the beginning and then watch the ones, the videos, articles that they want to see. And again, once you click on the video at the top and you get in the music, you're getting the sound background, at any time you want to watch a video article, you can go back and click on that to stop it. You know, you can click on these videos, YouTube videos, to start and stop them. And then you can, you know, go on and read another article, and then you can pause and unpause. You know, different videos and articles that you want to read, you know, and the podcast. You can pause the podcast, watch videos, articles that you want to read, etc. So anyway, at the top of the page, I'm saying that this is big news, controversial views, Plandemic 2.0. Will we all buy it this time like we bought it last time? So believe it or not, Fauci and all his pharmacidal friends are ramping up the rhetoric for Plandemic 2.0. I mean, how stupid do they think we are? There are people all over the world going, what? So there's a graphic, there's a picture of someone holding up a sign that says, "We will not be muzzled. We say no to mandatory masks. Well, they can also say no to mandatory vaccinations, but they're going to try and force it down our throat. Who knows what kind of shock and awe they're going to throw at us, you know, false flag, psyop, whatever, to get us all to mask up. And but anyway, they're talking about, they're planning on it. I mean, that's what I'm going into, folks. You know, if you really want to know the straight skinny on the deep doo-doo, and again, some of it's pretty shocking, you know, and I say right up at the top that you can skip to the bottom for a short but powerful video that's on peace and serenity, you know, in troubled times, you know, just, you know, some people just can't handle the heavy stuff. But anyway, the reality report I begin with is by just saying flat out, you know, the freaking fear porn Fauci fascists are at it again, folks. We got new mask mandates. That's the first article header. It says, new mask mandates. Will you comply? This is from Zero Hedge. And there are new mask mandates in Southern California and talk of them coming back in various spots nationwide, including a university in Atlanta. Now, this is followed by a video that goes into this in much greater detail. Now, this is from New World Next Week, you know, the Corbett report. And him, Corbett and James Pilato, they cuss and discuss, you might say, issues of the week. Good summary. But the key article, story number one, is, are they prepping for Plandemic 2.0? I highly suggest you watch at least that few-minute segment there, because Corbett Report, you know, James Corbett, he didn't do any junk. I mean, he does really quality, good stuff. So that's why I've got this video up at the top for you to consider that. Now, this is followed by a 30-second video, but I provide a link that you can, you know, click here kind of a thing. It says, Biden says the new COVID shots that work, he says that new COVID shots that work, quote unquote, may be on the way for all Americans. So 30 second, folks, I mean, straight from the horse's mouth, this is what they're planning. This is followed by an article that says, this says it all. It's not just a mask. They don't want just a mask. It's much more than just a mask, folks. It's a 1 minute reality report. Highly recommend it. You know, byline says, wise up to the deception, folks, or they won't stop. This is followed by a quote by Mark Twain, who says, quote, courage is resistance to fear. Courage is resistance to fear, mastery of fear, not absence of fear. Great quote, Mark Twain. So a lot of people freaking out when they hear about, oh, we're going into another pandemic 2.0. Well, beware of negative predictive mental suggestion. Even if meant as a warning for prevention, whenever you see someone saying this is what's going to happen, you know, that's negative, that can create like a self-fulfilling prophecy if you believe it. And a lot of times it's just BS, belief systems. So beware of these negative predictive mental suggestions that try to tell you what's going to happen, and you know, so that you think it into reality. Even if it's meant to as a warning, and so that this following video is a warning. It's forewarned is forearmed. You know, be prepared. The lockdowns are coming back. So beware, you know, a little discernment here, folks, goes a long way. This is a Reese report. It's about 5 minutes long. And pretty intense. Music before and after. And then the keynote here is that the whistleblowers from the TSA and the Border Patrol confirm that lockdowns are planned for this September. God forbid. There's a cartoon called Return of the Mask Mandates, and some guy looking out from the covers with a mask on and white eyes saying, I can't do this again. I can't do this again. A lot of people feel that way. They're not going to go through it again if they just realize that it's just BS. It's just a belief system that the media is pumping out there to create fear porn, create fear. So it's like, this is an article that follows called The Big Fear, you know, BS is a Belief System by Robert Malone. He says that there's an existential crisis with extinction boundary risks. And he goes into it in this article. What he means by this? I mean, you know, that there's a cascade of profoundly dysfunctional federal public health policies and procedures that we're being exposed to. So Hitler used to say, fear of death is the best motivator. That was one of the out of Hitler's playbook. And there's a quote, an ancient quote by Epicurus, who lived, more than 2,000 years ago in Greece? He says, quote, why should I fear death? If I am, death is not. If death is, I am not. So why should I fear that which cannot exist when I do? Like, kind of interesting, you know, take on this thing of, you know, why we should be fearless and alive. Anyway, this whole pandemic thing, this whole COVID, it was never about the science. It was always about compliance. There's a cartoon to this effect. And the byline there is a quote that says, I am begging you, if you stood down in 2020, please stand up in 2023. And there's a 2 minute video that really says this well, you know, don't comply. Don't get along by going along like good sheeple, like so many did last time. I mean, they lied to us. We believed the lies. A lot of us went along with it. I've done a lot of cussing and discussing that issue for the last 3 years. Lost thousands of people on my email list. Didn't want to hear about it. Well, now it's coming out. You're going to try it again, folks. Have we learned anything the first round? I mean, this isn't even the second rodeo. for Fauci. Fauci was behind the whole AIDS thing and AZT, which was poisoning people. More people were dying from the AZT treatment for AIDS than they were dying from AIDS. That's all come out. So this is the third rodeo for Fauci, and he's still around. He's, you know, he's got away with it twice now. He's doing it again, Plandemic 2.0. So anyway, there's a quote by William Faulkner that follows, and he says, "Never be afraid to raise your voice for honesty and truth and compassion against injustice and the lying and the greed. If people all over the world would just do this, it would change the earth. It would change the future. You know, change the world. You know, so never be afraid to raise your voice for honesty and truth and compassion against injustice and lying and greed." Great quote. I love that. So I thought I'd pause with that and reinforce it with the statement that fearless faith naturally neutralizes faithless fear and the downward spiral of anger, dis-ease, and depression. Dis-ease is the cause of all disease. Dis-ease. So turn it around with fearless faith, and, you know, simple enough, but, you know, what's it going to take? This is followed by a video by one of the most brilliant people, a truth teller on the internet, Dr. David Martin. Those who follow this newsletter and you've read his stuff over the years, you might want to read this one. He says, "Don't fear the coming lockdowns. The cabal is already dead," which is to say the lockdowns aren't even going to happen, or if they do happen, it's going to blow up in their face because the cabal is already dead, he says. Now, he explains what he means by that, and he has a great example of what he's referring to. So there's some brilliance in this. It's about an hour long. I think you can skip through the first quarter to get to him talking about where he really gets into a deep dive into what's really going on. You know, Dr. Martin provides some brilliant insights into the demise of the deep state is really what he's doing. The demise of the deep state. You know, they're dead. It's like backlash of the dragon's tail. When the dragon is severely wounded, you have to watch that tail flailing around because it can kill you. You know, the dark side deep state, their time is short. Their fear is great, and they want everyone as miserable as they are. So they're trying to create as much divide and conquer and anger and division among population, the public, so that we're fighting each other and we don't pay any attention to the puppet masters pulling the strings. Anyway, this is followed by a little segue here, a reality report. It's only 1 minute long, and it's about the debate the other night. You know, Donald Trump and Tucker Carlson. It's a 1 minute synopsis. So, keep in mind that this Tucker Trump interview was going on at the same time as the debate. The interview garnered 204 plus million views. That's more than the people that watch the debate. And it's sending tremors to the deep state. That's the whole point. So, excuse me. Anyway, there's a full interview on this. This subject of Trump comes up. Boy, I get hit from the left and the right. Makes me gag sometimes. But there's a full interview, 46 minutes between Trump and Tucker, and Trump warns Tucker in part of this video where he says, there's a level of passion and hatred I've never seen, and that's probably a bad combination. And this is followed by a cartoon that I provide, kind of sums it up, where there's a donkey, which represents Democrats, in the background saying, "Trump is dominating the polls," and Biden at his desk is saying, "Quick, release the indictments." Kind of funny, because that's, you know, it's kind of living in time. It's almost like a banana republic, you know, where the opposition tries to arrest a candidate and throw him in. I mean, it's what's going on. It's so freaking bizarro. It's like bizarro land, what's going on in the media. But anyway, there's an article here called a reality report by way of mainstream Associated Press. Now, Associated Press is one of the, sometimes refer to them the propaganda press. They're Associated Propaganda. You know, they're kind of like National Propaganda Radio or NPR. They're CIA directed. But anyway, Don't ask me how or why, but they got this article that the headline is Maui residents who disobeyed the barricade survived the fires. Now, this is from The Hill, and The Hill provides a lot of controversial stuff. But the byline here is that those who disobeyed the barricaded road closures during the Maui fires, they survived the disaster, while many of those who heeded orders to turn around, they perished in their cars and or their homes with no way out. This is reported by the Associated Press. Now, again, they usually don't do truth-telling like this. So I thought it was unusual. It's true, and maybe they can't deny the truth anymore, and they're trying to restore some credibility. But anyway, I provide a link to the those who don't know the full story of Maui, who have read this far but didn't, you know, I get into the videos and articles from the Maui disaster. I provide a link there for those who can review that before this video by Awaken with JP, which is satire, extraordinarily funny, Awaken with JP. And he says, you know what they don't want you to know about the Maui fires. Again, that's a major theme. What's really going on that we're not being told? But he does it with satire, and he's very extraordinarily, some of it funny, humorous, outrageous. Basically, what does it take to snap people out of the lamestream media hypnosis? Or, you know, the meme going on, you know, the method to the madness of the big lie that's so big and so bold and so often told in the lamestream media that people believe it. You know, what does it take to snap people out of that? So this will help, you know, share this with your friends, you know, forward freely, you know, this compendium, this newsletter, or the show with the show notes, you know, send the link forward on down to your friends who, you know, if nothing else, they can listen to the show in the background while they're driving or, you know, whatever, they're, you know, doing dishes in the kitchen. And they can always, you can always go back to the website and check out the videos and articles you like. This is followed at this point in the narrative, you know, in the compendium newsletter. You've got an article, again, from the Reese Report. This is just from August 26th this morning, you know, published this. On depopulation, climate change, and the weather weapons. I mean, you know, basically this video explains very clearly that man-made climate change is real. You know, it's happening. They're doing it. We're seeing it. This is what we're seeing. And it explains it. You know, the different technologies, weather weapons that they've got and they're using. So everyone that's been distracted, you know, the last couple, you know, weeks by, you know, all the trials by fire and water, you know, the Maui fires and the California hurricane. I mean, this big drama, you know, with the trials by fire and water has been kind of a distraction from the even bigger drama with the meeting of the BRICS nations. This has been blacked out in Western media. But the BRIC nations have been meeting, you know, in South Africa regarding a new economic order that's now going global. And it's like, there's an incredible story here. This is the economic reset that the World Economic Forum is not talking about. They're talking about basically a globalist, a totalitarian, you know, takeover. Whereas the new economic order is based on cooperative development of human and physical resources of the planet. Now, again, there's a lot of propaganda being put out on this BRICS thing. But, you know, if you think about it, is this why the deep state desperados are so desperate that they want to lock things down with Plandemic 2.0? I mean, connect the dots, folks. You know, if Heartfriend, our HeartCom friend, HeartCom Network friend, Kenny Progresso, sent me this update. He said, historic developments occurring at the BRICS summit in South Africa are not being broadcast in Western media. There is such an optimistic air of collaboration by the global majority of nations occurring in the non-West areas of the world. In other words, the majority of nations worldwide, except for the Western, you know, certain Western nations, you know, the U.S. and Canada and some Europe. But this video, there's a video you can watch, explains this. This guy called Harley Schlanger. He's the distinguished commentator in the video. He summarizes beautifully what's happening. I mean, the movement underway will help American patriots choose the correct path to our country's reignited progress, utilizing technologies for the elevation of humanity that are being suppressed, liberating these technologies, utilizing them to provide abundance of health, basically standard of living, just raise it dramatically. You know, the gold standard, what that looks like, you know, with the whole new economy based on a basket of currencies, a basket, you know, for to create a global standard for currency exchange, you know, for valuation of currencies, and basically the valuation of a win-win with the personal and public resources being cooperating rather than being suppressed and dominated. So this is kind of the turning point of civilization right now. This video I highly recommend, it's called Celebrate the Advance of the BRICS. And this is 11 minutes of brilliant truth-telling. That's regarding the global economic revolution revelations. This is what's going on. Well, I've been reporting on this for years, and there's so much propaganda against this thing of the BRICS nations, propaganda by Western media and Western media sycophants, who are really into owning and control, you know, the global empire, and you know, the an empire mentality rather than a cooperative mentality. So there's exciting developments underway, and a new era, quote, a new era of peace through development is being birthed between nations. And this is from my friend Ken. He signs off by saying, Namaste, Ken. And I want to thank him for this post, this information. This video is excellent on the advance of the BRICS. And again, there's a huge amount. If you go searching information on the BRICS, you're going to get maybe 90% garbage in the United States that's actually put out by trolls and other deep state tools with disinformation, misinformation about what's really going on with BRICS. So a little discernment there. You can watch this video, and it speaks for itself. It'll speak to your heart and mind, you know, above and beyond all the lies and deception that's out there. So enjoy that video while I'm enjoying this mango coconut water. Excuse me for a second. Okay. I'm hydrating my brain as we speak. Mango coconut water. I love that stuff. Okay. Next article. The best time to be alive. This is from Prager University, which I don't use their stuff very often because they're really pro-Zionist. The whole Zionist issue is a whole other issue that I've warned about. I have websites on, you know, the infiltration of government agencies, intelligence agencies by these Zionists who are really into, you know, greater Israel worldwide, and again, social, political, and economic control, takeover. They have their own agenda. There's all these agendas out there, folks. The economics and politics are far more complex than any science. And but anyway, Prager University, just like a lot of organizations, they may have some right-wing or some left-wing extremism, but every once in a while they come through with some phenomenal truth-telling. This is a great article saying that it's the best time to be alive. This is a positive article. So he goes on to say, are you worried about your future? You know, turn on the TV or scroll through social media, and it's hard not to be. But there is a brighter side to the story. And this guy, Marion Tuppy, he's a senior fellow at the Cato Institute, and he's co-author of the book Superabundance, explains why the glass is half full and not half empty. So this is an inspirational 5-minute video. Highly encourage it, especially if the rest of the news has really depressed you. You know, just take a you know, walk on the high side of the wild side, your high side, the inspirational side, the spiritual side. You know, inspiration in spirit. It's a 5-minute uplift, you might say. So this is followed by an article that it kind of sums up the whole, you know, the whole theme of this piece today, you know, this compendium, this, and it's called Fearless. Fearless, less fear, fearless. That's from Corey Diggs, and the keywords here, the keynote here is that perspective is what it all really boils down to, your perspective. You know, and one may choose to see only gloom and doom, or they can choose to see in a hopeful and a positive light, or they may land somewhere in the middle. So it's attitude that determines one's altitude. You know, you might say your perspective. What altitude you're at, you know, attitude. It's your attitude that determines your altitude. You know, whether we soar like the eagles on thermals of grace or scratch with the turkeys on bugs of begrudge. So take your pick. You know, karma's a bitch and then you're dead, or life's a hoot and then you reboot. So keep the faith, good attitude, whatever your aptitude may be, for higher altitude. Because it's your attitude, not your aptitude, that determines your altitude. Now, this is followed by some humor. I'm going to finish up on a humorous note today, pretty much. And this is from Dr. Seuss saying, I will not wear it on my face. I will not wear it any place. I will not wear it to get in. I will not wear it on my chin. I will not wear it on my ear. I will not wear it out of fear. I will not wear your stupid mask. I will not wear it. Do not ask. And then there's a cartoon. Have you been hearing about this rich man in north of Richmond? You know, the video by, you know, it's gone famous. It's like the number one song, you know, popular song in the U.S. right now. Well, there's a cartoon here of Biden singing the song, and he's saying, I've been selling influence for personal gain, overseas trips on a government plane, been taking bribes from China and Ukraine, then launder the cash while my son does cocaine. It's the Biden way to make lots of dough, and the FBI, they don't want to know. I can always depend on my powerful friends, because I'm a rich man north of Richmond. Richmond. Anyway, that's a little parody on the number one popular song right now. And this is finished, followed by a cartoon. And it's got pictures of the pyramids, and hovering over the pyramids are these giant circular UFOs right over the top of the pyramid. And the caption is, and this is a Far Side cartoon that says, secret space fleet recharges their quantum flux capacitors. Well, I thought this was hilarious, especially because I'm into sci-fi and I watch all these, you know, Star Trek series, you know, on Prime on a regular basis. Anyway, now I just kind of did these cartoons to take the edge off of all the heavy stuff, you know, the serious news of the week, and take the edge off a little bit. And I finished up on this compendium, just like I'm finishing up the show today, with the best video, I think, of the year so far. You might say that the best 3-minute video as far as inspirational videos. And my caption to this video is, bottom line, sublime and divine, just 3 minutes of your time. It's just a 3-minute video, and this is a heart stream from Jesus through David Christopher Lewis, and he comes with a blessing of peace for each of us, which we can send out into the world to restore the earth to its blessedness and glory. And I finish up, always love, cosmic love, universal love, always, 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 always. So that's pretty much what I wanted to go through with these two compendiums today. I did want to reference the Swedish pollen extract, which sponsors my show, which I usually don't have a chance to get into it. But those who know about the Swedish pollen extract, you know, the richest source of RNA, DNA, genetic material for genetic repair, and it's how it's used in drip IVs for immunotherapy by oncologists and immunologists all over the world. You can take it orally, you can provide bottles of it. This is nutraceutical grade, you know, pharmaceutical grade royal jelly. In other words, it's all natural based. It's, you know, harvested from flowers and cereal grasses and conifers, pine trees. They harvest these pollens. They extract the nucleic material. They pre-digest it with live enzymes. So it's hypoallergenic and assimilates easily with no side effects. And strengthens the immune system. It can go right through the blood-brain barrier, through the mouth. You hold it, the powder, because it's in a powder form, because you can hold it sublingually under the tongue. I like to take it with a little vitamin liquid D3 and a liquid vitamin B complex under the tongue. Hold it for a little bit. It'll go sublingually through the blood-brain barrier, provide neurotransmitter support for the brain, just like CBDs do. THC, neurotransmitter support. So this pollen extract is also, you know, it's like rocket fuel for the mitochondria, the energy factory of the cells. You swallow it after you hold it in your tongue for under your tongue for a while, and it feeds the endocrine system like nothing else. It's like micronutrient rocket fuel for the seven glands, which like correspond to the seven chakras. But these seven glands, the pollen extract provides the, they're called prostaglandin precursors. So they're the nutrient precursors for the hormones that regulate everything in your body. So if you want a strong immune system, you want to feed the glands that regulate everything and bring the body into balance, into homeostasis, so the body will heal itself. So this is something I usually don't get into in the show, but you know, bottom line is that this the product has been marketed in Europe for 70 years as a prophylactic, you know, prophylactic, a preventative for colds and flus. I mean, it was better than ivermectin or the other stuff that, you know, was natural stuff that was available during COVID, but I couldn't promote it, you know, because I would have been shut down. You know, fortunately, you know, a big pharma company, one of the big pharma companies bought the company in Sweden, which is the second largest company in Sweden, Pharmacia, next to Volvo, that's been producing this pollen extract, you know, for the last 70 years. And they've been supplying it worldwide, you know, to prevent colds and flus. Or if you got colds and flus, it'll help knock it out faster. It's the best stuff, natural stuff on the planet. It's proven with more of a history than ivermectin or anything else. But I cannot, have not been, you know, would not promote it because basically I didn't want to make any medical claims that would get, you know, cause me to stop providing it to everyone. So if you haven't tried it, if you want more information on it, to get, you know, you can... I have the links provided on the website today that I'm referencing at the bottom, and you can check it out for yourself. You can try it. It's the best nutritional product on the planet as far as all the vitamins, minerals, aminos. We're talking about the source of the food chain, folks. It doesn't get any better as far as building health and preventing disease. And the history of it, the quality of it, you know, standardized nutraceutical, pharmaceutical grade royal jelly. Technically, is what it is. It's what the bees do to make a queen bee. It's not genetics that makes a queen bee. It's a worker bee larva gets this superfood, the ultimate superfood, you know, this royal jelly, and creates a bee that's like five times larger, lives three to five times as long, and can lay its weight in eggs a day. Super fertile, super vital, super healthy. The queen bee, you know, runs the hive, center of the hive, because that's where the creative, you know, procreation, creative, you know, vital force is, you know, for to regenerate the hive, you know. So you want to regenerate the cells in your body, you know, so that, you know, your hive mind, as far as all the cells of your body working harmoniously, healthy, you know, together. Now, I'm not talking about the hive mind as far as the Borg. I'm talking about, you know, the cells and molecules and the organs and systems of your body being in homeostasis and a holistic health, you know. So more light and love, easier and faster. That's my motto, whether it be cosmic love or physical love. You know, you strengthen your glands, you strengthen your chakras, you know, energize your chakras. And I don't recommend you take this stuff in the evening. You might be up to 1, 2 o'clock at night. It's not like an energy buzz like caffeine, but, you know, you just won't be laying there in bed wondering why you can't go to sleep if you take this pollen extract in the evening. So it's good to take first thing in the morning. You know, if you got a health condition or you want to build your immune system, or if you're, you know, if you're getting on an age like myself and you just wanted, you know, cellular rejuvenation and life extension, then take it twice a day. Therapeutic levels, I would take it three times a day. I removed a fatty tumor on my back by just taking it therapeutic levels for 3 months. That fatty tumor shriveled up into a scab, picked it off, and it was gone. Now, I have other people who have made testimonials on the show and on radio shows and on other shows that I've been other people's shows and talked about this, and people take the therapeutic levels, and I've had all kinds of testimonials that sound too incredible to be true, but you can check it out for yourself. You can try it for yourself. I'm saying, like I've never said before on the show, that it's the best nutritional product for building health and preventing disease. I believe that. I've been marketing it since 1987 when I went to Sweden and got the North American rights, and I've been distributing it in America and North America and worldwide since then. So check it out. Thanks for listening to the show today, folks. And to wrap it up, let me just say, happy trails to you until we meet again. Dance like no one is watching. Love like you've never been hurt. Be the change you want to see. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.